So for a lot of us here in the Hunter, this is the sound of summer. The humble cicada. We grew up with it, listening to that, and maybe chasing a few of them around the place. And joining me to have a chat about the life of the cicada is Eliza Middleton, Invertebrate and Behavioural Ecology Laboratory Manager at the University of Sydney. Eliza, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. We all want to know, Eliza, more than anything else, why do they make that noise every summer?
Well, part of it is simply because it's boys trying to find girls to have a successful mating season. And the other part of it is that summer is the time when the juveniles turn into adults.
So is it with the males trying to attract the women just want to know where they are, or they're actually, it's a different sound they can pick out so that if Barry sounds the best, Sheila will go over and find Barry because he manages to make that sound better than anybody else?
I think it's definitely something to do with that, but it's very species dependent. So some species, they'll come up and they'll actually aggregate together to make their call as a whole louder to attract females, whereas other species might go, that's a bit noisy, I want to be heard because my solo is quite impressive. So they move away to kind of spread out so that they can try and attract a female to where they are, where they don't have as much competition. So it seems to be a little bit species dependent, I think.
So they're like blokes hanging out at the pub, trying to make a nuisance of themselves, getting the girls' attention, whereas some blokes, they're above that, they just don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, they just are in the background going, no, she'll appreciate me.
So what's the lifetime of a cicada? Most of it's actually spent underground, isn't it?
Yeah, the majority of it is underground. So they start as an egg, one of 400, that's a lot of siblings, laid by a female in a tree. The egg hatches, the juvenile or the nymph falls to the ground and tunnels into the dirt. And underground, it can live for 1 year, 5 years. Some in North America live underground for 17 years.
Wow.
And then when they're ready to become adults, they leave the soil and they climb up the trees. They split open the back of their exoskeleton, a little bit alien-like, and the adult cicada sort of pushes their way out of that split down the back of their exoskeleton, leaving that ghost-like cicada shell. And then we hear their lovely call.
So we're saying on average like 5 years for the, if you will, the garden variety cicada living underground. How long is their lifetime once they pop up and they're with us on above ground?
It's only a few weeks, a very, very short time to eat, sing, mate, and then die.
That's quite the tortured existence, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't know. We all kind of miss our youth, the days when you don't have to worry about commitments, and then these guys have it all wrapped up, that it's mostly youth and then just a little bit of responsibility.
Nestled in the womb of Mother Nature as it is until you,
yeah,
you know, spring free to try and find the mate that you've always wanted.
Exactly.
So cicadas aren't necessarily just an Australian thing. They are actually all around the world.
Yeah, they're found worldwide. So in Australia we have 237 described species. Around the world there's just over 3,000 described species, but there's probably maybe three times that undescribed. And historically, we've found some really interesting connections in ancient Greece and ancient China where they actually loved them. Like, they loved the singing of these cicadas. Some of these cicadas, especially in China, actually sound nicer.
Right.
It's not as deafening. And one ancient scholar actually compared them to sounding like a nightingale.
I mean, if nothing else, as I started by talking about, is the fact that they bring the season with us. When you start hearing the cicadas, you go, oh, yeah, that's summer. It's summer in Australia.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what it's like worldwide. Their life cycle is definitely hinged upon the warming days, the warming temperatures, maybe the increase in rain that sometimes comes along with the end before we come into summer. And that sort of triggers their emergence, and that's seen around the world.
Well, this is the sound that I would miss if I didn't experience it around summer. Eliza Middleton, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about our humble cicadas.
Thank you so much.